It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope you're having an outstanding day. And I hope that maybe I can make it a little bit better. It is June 24th of 2022. And I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street Studio. This is a Friday edition of Cole and Company. And like usual, but add just a little bit of hot sauce to it. Very excited for today's show. Of course, last night was the 2022 NBA Draft, and Iowa Hawkeyes forward Keegan Murray made history, program history that is, as the Hawkeyes' highest ever selection, going number 4 overall, surpassing Fred Brown, who held that mark for many a year, being drafted number 6 overall. And Keegan goes to the Sacramento Kings. Going number 4, he gets a very handsome amount of money. Much better, I suppose you could say it's much better. I mean, it's all great in the first round, most of it anyways. But gets really good money being a top 5 pick as opposed to falling into that 7 to 9 range. Like a lot of prognosticators had him. There was a lot of mock drafts that had Keegan Murray somewhere between 7 and 9, but the Sacramento Kings pulled the trigger, and, you know, it stinks to have to go this direction, but it is what it is, okay? The Kings are what they are. Their resume speaks for itself. They haven't made the playoffs, I think, in 16 years. I think it's 16. But as I have and will continue to point out as this show goes on and on, I am one of those. I am an NBA fan living in Iowa. I am one of those endangered species. And you know what? I kind of like the Kings lineup going into next year. And they made a trade, the Sacramento Kings. I suppose coincidentally, they made a trade before the deadline this past season that sent former Iowa State Cyclone Tyrese Haliburton, among others, to the Indiana Pacers for arguably the Pacers' best player, Domantas Sabonis, who's a really good, skilled five-man in the NBA. And he had some flashes with the Kings, who are trying to retool and kind of recalibrate what they look like with their roster, 1 through 14. They've got young talent because they've been bad for a while, and they've been drafting high, right? They've been drafting in the top 5 picks on a pretty consistent basis over the last decade plus, and they've got De'Aaron Fox still in that lineup. Maybe you remember him for what he was able to do during his 1 year at Kentucky. Davion Mitchell is a really good player, came from Baylor. They've got, of course, Harrison Barnes, the former Ames product, right? And North Carolina Tar Heel. Now, I think you slot in Keegan Murray at that 4 spot between Harrison Barnes and Domantas Sabonis in that Kings lineup. Davion Mitchell can play some really good defense on the perimeter. De'Aaron Fox is, I think what they're trying to figure out is, can he shoot it well enough to be an all-star? But he's so great on the fast break. He's so athletic and quick and talented. And like I mentioned, too, so is at the other end of that lineup at the 5 spot, Domantas Sabonis. But at the end of the day, the Western Conference is a snake pit. They're going to have their work cut out for them. But I like that starting lineup, and I'm not just blowing smoke, and I think people that listen to the show know, like, I'm never going to be mistaken for being a Kool-Aid drinker for the Iowa Hawkeyes. That's safe to say, given my track record. But what's not to like about Keegan Murray, his family, what he was able to do for the Iowa Hawkeyes, his entire story, you know, for being a bench guy who really did all the things you would want for a guy coming off your bench, and then just going off as a starter and being the guy, the alpha guy, and for the Hawkeyes this past season. So, yeah, a bit of a bummer that he goes to the Sacramento Kings, but he goes fourth overall, which is awesome. And I don't think it's quite as miserable. It may not be miserable at all that he's going to the Kings. Like I point out, like, believe me, like, they've got talent. And it seems like the GM that they have now is competent, which Lottie Divac, as much as I love Lottie Divac, in that era of Kings basketball, you know, Chris Webber and Scott Pollard and Bobby Jackson and Doug Christie, Mike Bibby, all those guys. Peja Stojakovic. Love Peja Stojakovic back in the day. It seems like that maybe because they have taken so many swings at it that now they have a GM who seems to have his head potentially screwed on straight. And I know there's critics out there. Everybody's got to write stories and about who did well, who didn't, and grading the draft before anybody actually ever dribbles a basketball in an NBA uniform. But I'm just telling you, Hawkeye fans, for what it's worth, take my word for it, I don't think necessarily that the situation for Keegan in Sacramento is as bad as many are going to paint it. So I wanted to put that out there. News today, A.J. Green verbally agrees to a two-way contract with the Milwaukee Bucks, and A.J.'s going to join us in the next segment of today's show. So really looking forward to bring you that, of course, and it just seems like a great fit for A.J. He had multiple workouts with the Bucks during his pre-draft process, and they've got guys like, you'll hear him talk about, caught up with AJ earlier today for that interview that I'll bring you, but he pointed out how they have guys who have developed, you know, made the come up like Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen and played the role that he says the franchise has belief that he can develop into. And I know this because I'm a Bulls fan and the Bucks are the Bulls rival, and I've seen Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen drill one too many threes to break the back of my Bulls over the recent seasons. So me and AJ had some fun talking about that when we caught up earlier today. So like I mentioned, really looking forward to being able to bring you that today. So that'll be what's up in the second segment today. After we're done in the second segment, or before we're done in the second segment, of course, we take the first time out after I get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. And in that first break, a CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update from Brett Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. We'll come back. We'll hear from A.J. Green. Conversation I had with him earlier today. The Bucks G League team is the Wisconsin Herd, and they play in Oshkosh. So Oshkosh. So the more you know. There you go. A.J. in the next segment. After we're done hearing from him, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break, and Logan Blackman will join us on a Feel Good Friday. Logan, of course, of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. We'll break it down, the NBA draft, what we thought, NFL headlines, because that never sleeps, and 64 days until college football. But who's counting? I am, because this show right here, Colin Company, makes no apologies about talking college football in June. We are the first show that talks about college football. And we'll do that with Logan Blackman coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done talking with him, of course, we'll take the final timeout and get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, and come back for a final time and wrap up the show. Another little note, the Sturgis Falls going on this weekend. Already started, right? And you can come see us and, of course, my outstanding colleagues from 93.5 The Mix, 106.5 Corn Country, Cruising KCFI. We've got our tent there in Overman Park and some swag to give away to you. So don't be shy. Come up and say hello. Start a conversation. I know I'll be in the park on Sunday afternoon, and I look forward to waving at many of you tomorrow morning during the parade. So just wanted to make sure and get that information out there. And right now, before we get into area sports news and scores, today was Christmas for many of our listeners, our great listeners to the Fan, because the longest tenured sports talk show on this station, perhaps the longest tenured sports talk show on any one station in this state, the Jim Rome Show. And today, as I mentioned, was Christmas. For all you clones out there, it was Smack Off 28 today, and we bring you the winning call. Wanted to make sure and bring this today for anybody who might have missed it, or play it back for all you clones out there who I've met and had a great time meeting at our different events since I've been here. Caleb in Green Bay, by no means the betting favorite, but in the mix, Caleb wins his first ever Smack Off, Smack Off 28. Here's how it sounded.
Let's keep it in Wisconsin. Next up, one of the best to never win. One of the best to never win. I've long said, it's not a question of if, but it's a matter of when. Is today that day? He's been in the top 10 every single time he's called the main event. He is about to appear in his eighth Smack Off. Let's go to Title Town. Let's go to Caleb in Green Bay. Caleb, how are you?
Jim Rome, what is up? Thank you for the opportunity. Smack Off number 8 for me, 28 for you. I'm not just bringing the crown back home to Wisconsin. I'm bringing the whole damn show. Let's get after it. Those first hour callers were so bad, they should repay you $5,000 for the lost ad revenue. Whether you want to mortgage your home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Jeremy, I don't even need to make a rebuttal on your call when the host does it himself. The moment you hung up the phone, Jim said, and I quote, "Don't worry, it'll get better." And Benny and Wisco, you know, I like you and all, but I decided during your call that this state ain't big enough for the two of us. And I mean literally, this state ain't big enough for the two of us. Between my gut and your lisp, you should thank your lucky stars your name is Benny and Wisco and not Samson in Mississippi. Hey, Jeff in Southfield, the Oxford comma called. They want their bit back. It's true. Hey, Jeff, I loved your call when you spent the whole time telling people they're fat. It was a complete 180 from last year when you spent your entire call telling people they're fat. Jim, it was funny. On Tuesday, you tweeted about the Smack Off asking for predictions, and old Shawnee Pendergast responded with a single word, pain, which is impressive to me that 3 days out he can pinpoint the exact second that his sciatica is going to flare up. Romy, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball. I think it was a couple weeks ago. The Angels were on. Mike Trout was at the plate, and I'm not making this up. The Mets had 5 men in the outfield. The shifts nowadays are out of control. Joe Maddon wasn't fired because of the losing streak. He was canned because he couldn't figure out the Tampa 2. But then again, it's pretty hard for any manager to win a ball game when the other team never gets flagged for having 12 men on the field. I swear to God, the next double play that Trout hits into is going to be a 4-6 defense. Next time, at least have the bat boy swing around to pick up the blitz. I don't even know what sport I'm watching half the time. What's next? Are they going to have the infielders line up in front of the plate like a free kick in soccer with one hand over their faces and the other hand over their coronas? Cojones. Forgive me, Jim. My Spanish is a little rusty. And Rick in Buffalo, I finally figured out why you talk like this. It's because you only have to come up with about 45 seconds of material. Then you stretch it out to 5 minutes. And in case you were wondering, Jim, yes, I'm doing this take in my Smack Off call to ironically kill time. So I gotta hand it to you, Richard. You figured it out. Lastly, Jim, pretty soon you're gonna leave us for 2 weeks and head out to your home away from home in the great state of Wisconsin. I don't know how many episodes of the Reinvention Project you have in the can to release while you're gone, but I can't help but notice. You spend your summers here. You eat cheese curds and red meat. You sit around all day doing nothing. Who are you trying to reinvent yourself as? One of us? And I get this eerie feeling that one of these years, you're just never going to go back to California. Of course, you'll still have a talk show, but it might sound a little different. We have a busy show for you, but I want to get you in here. You know the email address, Romelski, R-O-M-E-L-S-K-I, at haveabrat.com. The Twitter handle is at Jim Romelski. And right now our phones are down, but Eagle River is pretty small, so just yell out your window real quick. We'll probably hear you at the bottom of this hour if we get the phones working. We're going to have a little chit-chat with Farmer John. He's going to tell us what's the best way to get the goose poop off your lawn. At the top of hour number two, we're going to have a Glacier legend, a friend of the program. Elk will be our guest. And I don't mean Steve Elkington. I mean an actual elk. We'll come on to show for a little bit. At the top of hour number three, we're going to have Bill Plaschke teach us how to catch a sturgeon with a spear. But let's start this show off the way we do every Friday with a Deca Moo. Ben Snack, embrace your destiny. Join us once and for all. The North Woods are calling. See you soon. On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, my man. See you soon. Hey, Maestro. What did I tell you about that guy? I said it's not a question of if, a matter of when. He's a great dude. And he is very clever and very creative. And that was a strong, strong finish with the Deca Moo. And I will see you soon, Lef.
All right, so there you have it. Caleb in Green Bay wins the smack off. And if you're wondering what the hell just played on my show, I got to tell you, when I got here, I know I've said this a couple times now, but wasn't really a listener at all to the Jim Rome show. And credit to Jim, because he'll say maybe like 2-3 times a year that the show is an acquired taste. And it is. And he says, just give it 2 weeks. A lot of inside humor and whatnot, but great smack off today. And as much as I'm a Bears fan, I thought Caleb in Green Bay was deserving, so I wanted to play that back for anybody who missed it or anybody who wanted to hear it again. All right, we got to get into area sports news and scores. Last night in Metro Baseball, Cedar Falls split a doubleheader with Dubuque Wallert. The Tigers won Game 1 13-3, and the Golden Eagles took the nightcap 14-4. West Marshall also in Metro Baseball last night got the best of Waterloo Columbus 11-2. Meanwhile, in softball, last night, Cedar Falls took a pair of games from Waterloo East. The Tigers won by scores of 14-2 and 9-0. And Cedar Rapids Prairie swept a doubleheader from Waterloo West 3-0 and 7-3. Tonight in Metro Baseball, Cedar Falls hosts Linmar for a doubleheader. Waterloo West has a twin bill at home against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And Waterloo East has a doubleheader at home against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. In softball, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and Waterloo Columbus are all competing at the Don Bosco tournament. Iowa's Keegan Murray, as I mentioned, is a Sacramento King. Murray taken by the Kings with the fourth pick in the NBA draft after his All-American sophomore season, highest ever draft pick in Iowa program history, joins a Kings franchise that has missed the NBA playoffs for, yes, it has been 16 years. Here is Keegan Murray.
They have a really good core right now with their team, with Sabonis and Fox, also Davion and Harrison Barnes as well. I think they have a really good mix right now and brought along a really good coaching staff that I think will get things done.
Murray went on to say he thinks the Kings are a good fit.
I think I just kind of bring a winning culture. I feel like I just have a winning mentality. Not really that many distractions. Just focus on the task at hand. And try and get that job. And so for me, I think I just fit in with all the other guys and bring in that that winning mindset.
Meanwhile, Sacramento Kings general manager Monty McNair says they were impressed with Murray's versatility. The Kings selected Murray with that fourth pick. Here's McNair.
One of the most prolific scorers in the country. Blocks, steals, rebounds, impacts the game in so many ways. We talked about versatility. Somebody who can play inside and out on offense, somebody who can guard multiple positions on the defensive end, and somebody who was one of the best players on one of the best teams in the country all year long.
And as I mentioned earlier, former UNI and Cedar Falls standout A.J. Green, undrafted last night, but has signed a two-way contract, or verbally agreed to be specific, to a two-way contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. A two-way contract has it where you can spend a maximum of 45 days with the respective NBA team, the rest of your time during the season spent with the G League team, which for the Bucks is the Wisconsin Herd, And as you might imagine, you are paid more for all those days that you do end up spending with the NBA team. Green, of course, a two-time Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, who left UNI as the school's third all-time leading scorer. Former Iowa State guard Isaiah Brockington has signed an Exhibit 10 deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. An Exhibit 10 deal is a minimum salary, one-year deal that doesn't count against the team's salary cap unless Brockington makes the regular season roster. The Exhibit 10 deal does include an invite to the Pelicans training camp. He was the leading scorer on Iowa State's Sweet 16 team this past season. And the Waterloo Bucks lost at Duluth 4-3 last night. It was the third straight loss for the Bucks. They're now 5-18 this season. They finished the series at Duluth tonight. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we hear from one of the newest Milwaukee Bucks, former Cedar Falls Tiger, and UNI Panther, A.J. Green, joins the show next. You're listening to a Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Hi, Maggie. Situation still in flux regarding Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Kyrie and the Nets still talking long term. Possible things could fall through. For KD, still has 4 years left on his contract. He's obviously invested in all this, but trying not to get too involved is courtesy of the Et Cetera's podcast.
You know, basketball is obviously the most important thing, but, you know, I try not to let that get in the way of somebody else's personal decision, you know what I'm saying? And, but like I said, whatever happens, the friendship will still be there.
Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight. Game 5 in Colorado. You got the Avalanche hosting the Lightning, looking to finish the series in 5 and hoist that first Stanley Cup in 21 years. Blackhawks reportedly going Montreal assistant Luke Richardson to be their next head coach. They never made it to the arbitrator. The Yankees and Aaron Judge finally settled on a salary for the year. Bombers not wanting to upset the potential MVP of the league. They gave Judge $19 million. They split the $4 million difference in half. Makes you wonder why they didn't do this sooner. Royals catcher Salvador Perez needs thumb surgery, placed on the injured list, is expected to return this season. And from college football, UAB head coach Bill Clark retired due to health reasons. I'm Marco Belletti.
This is Zach Gelb. CBS Sports Radio has moved to SiriusXM Channel 158, or listen to us on your local affiliate. Find your station at odyssey.com/stations.
Coverage of Chicago Cubs baseball tonight on The Fan begins at 6:40. Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
It's time for Waterloo School's Unfolding Futures.
Hello, Waterloo community. I'm Dr. Jane Lindemann, superintendent of Waterloo Schools, and you may know I'm retiring this summer after 8 wonderful years as superintendent and a total of 17 years serving as a Waterloo Schools administrator. My time here started as a principal at Bunger, and it's been an amazing experience, in large part because of the amazing people like you. Thank you for all the ways you support the young people of our community. I look forward to staying in Waterloo, being Waterloo School's biggest champion, and welcoming with open arms and a helping hand our new superintendent and Waterloo native, Dr. Jared Smith. I'm so proud of the work we've done and the accomplishments we've achieved, and I have no doubt this great work will continue. Enjoy the summer break, Waterloo, and thank you for making Waterloo and our surrounding communities such a fantastic place to live, work, and raise families.
3 days, three stages, one all-free festival. The 2022 Cedar Basin Music Festival. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Be part of the Jam at the Dam with two incredible stages featuring Heartache Tonight, Matty Poppy, Pork Tornadoes, and many more. Located on the Ice House Heritage Stages downtown Cedar Falls. And don't miss the new Aldea Jazz Stage located on the corner of University and Main. The 2022 Cedar Basin Music Festival. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. See the full schedule at cedarbasinmusic.org.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Colorado Avalanche looking to clinch the cup at home tonight. Colorado minus 175 on the money line. Tampa Bay plus 155. The over-under at 6. The Avalanche lead the Stanley Cup Finals 3-1 over the Lightning. Two title bouts at UFC 276 a week from Saturday. Israel Adesanya looking to defend his middleweight belt against Jared Cannonier. Adesanya the minus 400 favorite. Cannonier plus 300. And featherweight champ Alexander Volkanovski battles challenger Matt Holloway at plus 155. Volkanovski at minus 190. The Cubs plus 140 on the money line tonight. At the Cardinals at minus 164, 8.5 the set total. The White Sox minus 175 against the Orioles at plus 150.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 68 tonight under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 86. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Dry and turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 83.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole & Company, and really pleased right now to be joined on the show by former Cedar Falls and UNI standout A.J. Green. Undrafted in the NBA draft last night, but shortly thereafter is in contact with the Milwaukee Bucks and has signed a two-way contract. And we'll get into what that means here in just a little bit. But long story short, A.J. Green has made a dream come true, and he joins us now. A.J., I mean, how's it feel to hear something like Milwaukee Bucks guard A.J. Green joins the show?
It's a blessing. It's a blessing for sure. It's very exciting, and it's obviously something that, you know, I've wanted my whole life, and to know that, you know, this is the beginning of the journey, and we've partially made it, but there's more left to do. It's just very exciting and motivating for me.
When did the communication begin with the Bucks? I imagine probably last night, but what can you tell us in terms of how the timeline played out?
Yeah, I had worked out with the Bucks a few times through the process. So it was kind of just a continuous, you know, back and forth between them and my agent and myself, just kind of communicating. And then, you know, as the draft got closer, we, you know, talked about the possibility of a two-way and working that out. And so I was kind of hoping to go undrafted last night so that I'd be able to, you know, sign with them and make this kind of work out.
Was there any moments during the draft last night where your agent, you know, texted or called and said, hey, I'm hearing that maybe you're going to go right here? Because, I think we might have talked about this last time, with the number of guys that returned to college, which I think was more than people anticipated, ended up seeing your name popping up in NBA mock drafts. So, I mean, what was the entire experience like last night? Because you mentioned there you were hoping to be able to sign with the Bucks undrafted.
Yeah, it was so it was kind of, there was a few teams that called my agent last night, and we kind of told them basically, like, if they'd be willing to offer a minimum, like a rookie minimum, mm-hmm. then we'd take it. But if it was going to be, you know, maybe an exhibit 10 and then you'd be in training camp and have a shot to get a two-way or something more along those lines, that we'd rather kind of just go to Milwaukee and kind of not take that or not get drafted, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So there's a few teams that kind of called, and I didn't talk to them. My agent kind of handled it and talked to them. But, yeah, I mean, ultimately it's Milwaukee, and I'm very excited that I get to be a part of that program.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Tracking you starting here soon with the Summer League. I want to talk about the Summer League here in just a little bit, but just to kind of educate our audience a little bit, and I know in fairness to the listeners that, you know, many of them do know, but a two-way contract that you signed, AJ, if I'm not mistaken, you can spend as many as 45 days this next season up with the Milwaukee Bucks, and then the rest would be with the G League affiliate, the Wisconsin Herd. And then you get paid more when you're up with the NBA team than you would be when you're in the G League. What's the difference, though, between the two-way contract and the Exhibit 10 that you mentioned?
So the Exhibit 10 is they would pay you to come to training camp. So I think they pay like $50,000 to come to training camp. And then basically you'd be in the G League. So the G League contract, I think, is like 36 to 40 in that range. Mm-hmm. And then it would just be like kind of like a step above just a normal G League contract. So it's like G League, Exhibit 10, and then two-way, kind of, if that makes sense.
Yep. When it comes to the Wisconsin Herd, the Bucks G League affiliate, like I mentioned, hey, our buddy Jay Litt, John Little, he's an assistant coach with the Herd, so... between the workouts and the fact that Jay Litt's with that team, I have to imagine it's a really good level of comfort that you'll be able to enter this situation with.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I've known Jay Litt for a while now, and he actually was running kind of the workouts that I had with the Bucks, so I got to catch up with him and talk to him there. And he's a great dude and very good at what he's doing with the Herd and what he does in developing players. So, you know, it's great to have, you know, kind of Panther connections around the NBA with a few other guys, and then especially with the Bucks where I'm headed.
Milwaukee Bucks and Wisconsin Herd guard A.J. Green, the former UNI Panther and Cedar Falls Tiger, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. A.J., we've talked about the contractual side of things, how things played out last night with the NBA draft, but what can you tell us about what the Bucks have told you as how they see you contributing and the role they want to put you in or how they want to develop you? More of, you know, what have they told you from a basketball side of things that you really like to hear?
Just that, you know, they see me as somebody that can space the floor and make shots for them. They've had some guys in the past that have had similar roles, whether it's Pat Connaughton, Grayson Allen. So kind of just trying to develop and work my way into something similar like that. I feel good about my ability to make shots and space the floor and also having other skills and being able to build off that. So that's kind of just where they see me. And, you know, obviously everything's kind of up to me to take advantage of opportunities and continue to grow and develop. I think they kind of see me, hopefully, in the future, kind of building into that role.
I tell you what, as a Bulls fan, AJ, what Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen have done to my Bulls, go back to the NBA playoffs. you could possibly make the most bittersweet sports moment of my life if you're hitting threes in the playoffs against my Bulls, man.
that would be special to hopefully one day be able to do that and have those opportunities.
When you worked out with the Bucks, I'm curious, did that at their facility in Milwaukee? Have you been to Oshkosh where the Herd play?
I have not. I've been to Oshkosh before just randomly when I was younger, but I have not been there for the Herd to see the Herd facilities or anything like that.
So what is next? Is it summer league? Is it find an apartment? Like, what's AJ Green, the adult professional basketball player, got to do next on his adult list?
Yeah, I think the next thing is I think I'm headed down to Milwaukee on early next week. I think Monday possibly, and I'll be there. I'm not really sure of all the details, but I think I'll be there until summer league, which starts the 7th of July out in Vegas. So I think kind of be in Milwaukee and then head out to summer league for a few weeks. And then I think I'll have some time back in Cedar Falls or just kind of to work out and do whatever before I got to get back to Milwaukee in August.
Probably going to be a few people that want to shake your hand and say goodbye before you get out of town.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got to make my rounds and make sure I connect with, you know, everybody that's been supporting me and wants to see me along the way, because, you know, they mean the most to me. So definitely got to connect with them.
And, I know I was looking it up earlier. Are any chance the Iowa Wolves are in the same division as the Herd?
That's a great question. I'm not sure on that.
I'm going to have to do a little more homework, obviously.
Yeah, we got to find out. We got to find out for sure.
Well, AJ, congratulations. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today here on the show, and I'm really looking forward to, and I know I speak for everybody that's listening out there, looking forward to following your career. Best of luck, best of health.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Cole, for everything. I appreciate it.
My thanks again to AJ Green on his time today, and congratulations once again to him on being a member of the Milwaukee Bucks and Wisconsin Herd. And no, the Iowa Wolves do not play in the same division as the Wisconsin Herd, but when the G League schedule comes out, that's something we'll definitely have to check out, whether or not they actually will play a game against the Wolves in Des Moines. But let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Podcast joins. We'll talk about the NBA draft, latest in the NFL, and 64 days. That's it until college football comes back. You know, me and Logan are going to talk about that, too. So that's what's next on a Friday edition of Cole and Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The executive director of the John Deere Classic says the tournament is working on a contract extension with the PGA Tour. John Deere has been title sponsor since 1998 of a tournament that began in 1971 as the Quad Cities Open. The Quad Cities remains the smallest market with a PGA Tour event.
The stature of the event has been elevated, which is great. It's really all thanks to John Deere for putting a foundation under this thing that allows us to plan for the long term, and that's kind of what's been going on for 20 years.
That's Executive Director Claire Peterson. The first round of the JDC is next Thursday. Former UNI star A.J. Green has signed a two-way contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. The two-time Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year was not selected in Thursday night's NBA draft after deciding to forego his final season in college. And the Iowa Hawkeyes will play Georgia Tech in next season's ACC Big Ten Challenge. This is Radio Iowa.
As we age, many of us get more forgetful. Who hasn't forgotten an appointment or misplaced their keys? But memory changes that interfere with daily life are not a normal part of aging. Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia, and Black and Hispanic individuals are almost twice as likely as white individuals to get the disease. If you are experiencing memory loss, talk to your doctor. There are ways to prevent or slow the onset of dementia. To learn more, visit idph.iowa.gov.
All right, let's get you cleaned up for bed.
Mom!
Right after I get the warm towels out of the dryer, Mama will be right back. Oh my gosh. Oh, sweetie, I'm so, so sorry.
Drowning is the second leading cause of accidental deaths in children ages 1 to 14. Babies under 1 most often drown in a bathtub, bucket, or toilet. You can help prevent this from happening by never leaving a young child unattended in the bathroom. A message from the Iowa Department of Public Health.
CFCCU, your local community credit union, is proud to support the Cedar Falls Tigers. CFCCU believes investing in our schools builds brighter futures for area students and their families. CFCCU was established in Cedar Falls in 1958 and continues to invest in our community. Build your future with CFCCU. Good luck, Tigers.
I just want to be mad for a while.
It's almost time. Terry Clark is coming to Waterloo. Over 5 million albums sold, 22 singles on the U.S. country charts. Terry Clark headlines the inaugural Corn Country Fest presented by Viridian Credit Union, July 9th at the National Cattle Congress grounds. With an indoor option, this event happens rain or shine. Joined by openers Adam Keith and Wildcard, this will be a fun day of entertainment packed with live music, food, games, and beer, culminating with the great music of Terry Clark. Get your tickets today. Advanced general admission tickets are $26 in advance or $35 at the gate. Veterans and active military, just $15 at the gate. For more information and tickets, visit corncountryfest.com.
I just want to be mad for a while.
Koloff Media Corn Country Fest, presented by Viridian Credit Union. Sponsored by The Scoop, Deary Berlitz Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, KWWL, Person Kitchen and Bath Design, Dr. Power Sports, and Busch Light.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear, weekdays 5 to 6.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the show rolls along and plenty to talk about. So Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show joins us. Find the podcast. Logan, where can everybody find the podcast?
Well, we haven't uploaded one in a little bit, but we do have them on still on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can go search Logan Blattman Show on both of them. They should pop up, and if you are lucky enough to see one of these random ads that floats around, I've gotten screenshots from a couple of my friends that are on like YouTube. They'll send me a screenshot of the Logan Blattman Show ad, which I kind of forgot existed. And oh, it's the old logo.
Okay.
But the old logo, I made in a Photoshop class, or not Photoshop, like a web development class at UNI. Oh, it is brutal. That's why I have talented friends that can help me out a little bit and create new logos. But you'll see those pop around every once in a while. But mostly you can click on that link. It should take you to either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or you can go to LoganBlattmanShow.com and just see the full website. You can see blog posts and all that stuff as well, because we got some we got some fun draft stuff coming up, so I'm very excited.
Well, speaking of the draft, NBA draft last night, Keegan Murray from the Hawkeyes sets a program record going fourth overall. I talked earlier in the show about how as much as the talking heads are going to criticize, and to a degree, rightfully so, the Sacramento Kings for making any pick, because they haven't made the playoffs for 16 years, they've been getting in their own way, I do like their lineup, Logan. I mean, I like De'Aaron Fox, Davion Mitchell, Harrison Barnes, Keegan Murray, and Domantas Sabonis. They showed some flashes after acquiring Sabonis at the deadline this past year. They shouldn't be miserable with that lineup.
Yeah, they shouldn't be miserable, but again, like you said before, it's the Kings. They'll find a way to do something that messes it up in some capacity, but I think the Kings would have been the state of Iowa's favorite team had they not traded Tyrese Haliburton. I know they got Domantas Sabonis in that trade, but man, you have Haliburton, Harrison Barnes, and now Keegan Murray. Like, Harrison Barnes didn't play at Iowa State or Iowa, but he was from Ames. I watched him in high school tear up Johnson with Doug McDermott and Boo Boo Paolo. But, yeah, that would have been an awesome team to watch. But De'Aaron Fox is awesome. I got one of his jerseys from – on accident. I was trying to get a Jason Williams jersey, and they sent me a De'Aaron Fox jersey instead. So, like, I like De'Aaron Fox. This is cool. But, yeah, I think the Kings should be fun. But one thing that's popped up on Twitter all last night was that that one pick away thing.
Yeah.
With the Kings, like, Badgley, and they could have taken Doncic. Thomas Robinson. Damian Lillard went next. Jimmer Fredette.
Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
It's like, those are three of the best players of the 2010s. Like, they are insane. Badgley is unfortunate to be stapled in between DeAndre Ayton and Luka Doncic. Thomas Robinson was good at Kansas for, I think, a year. I think he played 4 years at Kansas. Didn't do anything in the NBA. And then Jimmer Fredette. I mean, everybody loved Jimmer when he was at BYU. I mean, he's tearing it up. He's doing the Stephon Marbury and tearing it up in China, but couldn't do anything. I think he was drafted by the Bucks originally, and then traded the Kings, and then, man, but those three, Doncic, Lillard, and Thompson, how different the Kings would look with those three players on their team.
They're snake bit, to say the least, but I think there will be just enough intrigue to tune in whenever the hell you can find the Kings because of Keegan Murray and that young lineup. A.J. Green goes undrafted last night. Had the interview in the last segment, was able to catch up with A.J. earlier today. Goes to the Milwaukee Bucks on a two-way contract, which that's a big deal. That's better than an Exhibit 10 or, you know, something that's even less guaranteed, like a summer league invite with a chance to make a roster. So, you know, I think AJ is vindicated for making the decision that he did to turn pro, getting this two-way contract with the Bucks. And Logan, I don't know if you heard it, but he pointed out how, you know, the Bucks see him as kind of like a Pat Connaughton or Grayson Allen in the sense that he can stretch the floor and hit shots for him. And I was like, AJ, dude, you are going to create the most bittersweet moment of my sporting life if me, a Bulls fan, has to watch you, just like Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton, hit killer threes against my Bulls in the playoffs.
I will never say anything. I will not compare a player that I love in AJ Green and a player I despise in Grayson Allen. I understand
their
play styles, but I will never do that. I love Pat Connaughton, though. I love Pat Connaughton. So when I played 2K when I was younger, I'd always choose like some random player, just try to go off of them. Like Luke Babbitt and Pat Connaughton were my two guys. Those were my dudes. I had a fantasy basketball team named the Babonic Plague. Like, we were so dominant. But AJ Green, I'm really excited to see what AJ Green does. He went to a really good organization. The Bucks have proven they're very good at developing players. I mean, when they drafted Giannis, not a lot of people were like, this is the next best player in the NBA. Like, Chris Middleton was really – he averaged about 10 points a game, maybe a little less in Detroit, goes to the Bucks, averages 20. Like, they're consistently producing some very, very good players that not a lot of people at the time the point guard that's on the Pacers now, Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah.
One rookie of the year, second-round draft pick. Like, they're really good at developing players with AJ's skill set, his height, his shooting ability. I think he has all the chance in the world to be a success with the Bucks at the next level.
I talked to Seth Tuttle yesterday before the draft because I know AJ was working out with Tut and he was getting advice from Tut because he had been through all these NBA workouts not too long ago. And one of the things that he mentioned among many that really stuck out in the conversation yesterday was he's like, AJ's so ready. He knows he belongs. And he goes, there was one of the workouts that he went to. I want to say it was either a Bucks workout or his workout with the Pacers, where he made 83 of 100 shots in the workout. And he's like, it broke their record for a prospect, tracking all this stuff. They've got databases that tracks all this. He broke their record for the most shots made by a prospect at their pre-draft workout. I think it just speaks to the fact that, like, does AJ have shortcomings? Sure. But, you know, if you can shoot the three in the NBA and, you know, have a handful of other skills that are at, you know, an NBA level, you're probably going to be able to cash some checks.
Yeah, he's a really, really good catch and shoot guy. I think that him playing point guard in the league, I don't think that will happen. I mean, he played rotate between the one and two position, but that shooting, like, off the ball, catch, shoot, do whatever, he's going to get a lot of chances in the NBA. And yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all that he's just knocking down jumpers like that in practice. Like, I remember there was one time at UNI, one of my friends, Mason, who was a very good basketball player. He was from Clayton Ridge. And every time we'd play, it was like, okay, this is really unfair. He's really good. And then we'd see AJ just shooting the ball in, like, the WRC or something. And he's making everything.
Yeah.
It's like, you never understand. Like, you could watch them and go, yeah, that guy's really good. But then when you put a guy that's really good against a bunch of people that are well below average, like myself, it's like, man, this is really unfair. So when you're just letting him shoot like that, and he just has free range, just drop down, what did you say, 83 shots? Like,
yeah,
that does. Watching AJ at UNI, watching him then, like, yeah, that surprised me at all.
All right, just a couple minutes left here with Logan Blackman on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. 64 days until college football, Logan.
Yes.
Are you putting together some Heisman watch stuff? Are you very much into the fact that Spencer Petras is at the Manning Passing Academy? Are you looking at the UNI Panthers? What's on your college football radar this week?
Well, I think Petras, I think that development, I mean, he was already, like, really close to Peyton Manning, but I think this will take him over the top in regards to development.
You are being a scumbag.
He's got the baggy sleeves going for him. Like, everything, he's not mobile. He's got stronger arms than Peyton.
Need to get him one of them old Revolution helmets that Peyton wore.
Get the giant O-line face mask. Oh, yeah. If you want to be the part, you got to look the part. That's what Hayden Fry said. You want to play like winners, you got to look like winners. So you look the Steelers uniforms. And I'm really excited for what the Hawks do this year. It's going to be a very interesting season. It's good, like, with all the people that left for the NFL, like, you're not going to have Lindebaum there. You're not going to have Tyler Goodson there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have all these really good pieces that you had last year, but the defense will be good as always. The defense will have the offense and really good positions as per usual. And then the offense will end up kicking a field goal and then they'll lose like 14-6 or something like that. But probably, I don't know if they'll go to a Big Ten championship again, but I think they'll still be around that 8-4 mark. I always have a hard time thinking Iowa will go below 8-4 or 7-5 at the worst. UNI, really excited for UNI this year. It's going to be weird because they're not playing either Iowa or Iowa State.
Well, hey, did you see that Nebraska signed up to get beat by UNI in 2024?
I did, and I sent it to my fantasy football group chat. We got a lot of Iowa State fans in there. I said, hey, you guys need – Iowa State needs to figure something out to get Nebraska on the schedule in 2024 so the whole state of Iowa can just go ham on Nebraska. That is just what we need as a state.
Yes, a trifecta of ass whoopings.
every single school in Iowa. Hell, throw William Penn in there. We're going to take them down. We're going to take down the Cornhuskers. We'll play a home and home with William Penn in Nebraska. Get him there.
Home and home. That's the most hilarious thing I've maybe ever heard.
We got home and home.
Somebody from William Penn seriously calls up Nebraska and presents them with the idea of a home and home.
Hey, they played Oregon when I was getting – I got recruited by South Dakota, and it was – oh, wait, no, they didn't play – okay, hold on. I got –
with all
Dakota was playing Oregon, and then William Penn went up to South Dakota and almost beat – the Yotes
with
up
all,
in South Dakota.
With all due respect to Oskaloosa. Oh, my God. Okay, we're off the rails. I got to run, Logan. I got to run. Seriously, have a great weekend.
Yes, sir, you too.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Arizona's DeAndre Hopkins says he hopes to reduce his 6-game suspension because he believes the banned substance he tested positive for came from contamination. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports Hopkins already waived his appeal and may need to sue to lower that suspension. Meantime, two top young stars appeared on NFL Total Access to rave about their new head coaches. Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence says with Doug Peterson also playing the position in the NFL, they've bonded quickly, while Vikings wideout Justin Jefferson says there's, quote, definitely a different vibe, different connection in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell. And the NFL has lost a legend with the death of Hall of Famer Hugh McElhenney, nicknamed the King. McElhenney racked up 11,000 all-purpose yards, mostly for the Niners, who retired his number 39. Hugh McElhenney was 93 years old. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Sturgis Falls celebration is Friday through Sunday. Find live music, a carnival, arts and crafts fair, great food, fun for the entire family. Complete schedule available at sturgisfalls.org.
Whether you need shower, party, or wedding invitations, thank yous, announcements, or corporate printing, CopyWorks will design your project with superior attention to detail and a quick turnaround, all at a competitive price. So before you shop online, visit CopyWorks on the Hill in Cedar Falls.
The Cedar Falls Community Main Street is a volunteer-driven, nonprofit organization established to preserve and promote the historic image and character of the Cedar Falls downtown district. Have fun during Sturgis Falls from the Cedar Falls Community Main Street.
Neil Cavalli of Cavalli Insurance is proud to be part of the Cedar Valley. That's why he encourages you to take part in the annual Sturgis Falls celebration this weekend. Providing service for the Cedar Valley for 25 years, Cavalli Insurance in Waterloo.
Go from mailbox to inbox with paperless billing. Now's the time to switch to Waverly Utilities paperless billing, which means you'll receive your statements via email rather than the snail mail. With Waverly Utilities paperless billing, you'll have one less bill in your mailbox each month and less clutter on your kitchen counter. Plus, you'll help them use less paper and save some trees. Call Waverly Utilities today to switch to paperless billing.
Making life better, making life easy.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Arch Manning is one of the more sought-after recruits in recent memory, but yesterday the wait for his decision finally came to an end as the quarterback decided he was going to Texas. Longhorns are one of the more prestigious football programs in the country. The university hasn't had much success on the gridiron over the years. School continuously reels in five-star talent, but the product on the field hasn't matched the school's expectations. And with Manning's recent commitment, those expectations are once again through the roof. It's hard to ask one player to turn around a program. Texas hasn't won more than 10 games in over a decade. And last year, that team finished with a losing record. Manning is a good step in the right direction for Texas, but before we start talking about the Longhorns' return to college football dominance, let's see how they fill out this roster. Going to take a lot more than one recruit to turn around a program, especially joining the SEC. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
If you're in the market for a new home or your dream home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates. Over 300 loan products and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home and the mortgage that you want. Call now to see if you're pre-approved. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Welcome back for a final time on this Friday edition of Colin Company. Got to thank Logan Blackman for joining me in the previous segment, as well as AJ Green for his time today. If you missed any of it, it will be available shortly at 1650thefan.com in podcast form. As I mentioned at the top of the show, come out this weekend. See us at Overman Park in Sturgis Falls. I'll be there Sunday afternoon, and I'll be waving at you if you're there tomorrow morning at the parade. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Colin Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.